Crème Chaud sur VOA Afrique.
English USA vous présente African Voices in Conversation, des conversations en anglais qui ont attrait à la vie quotidienne au Sénégal. Siaka est resté longtemps à l'étranger. Il décide de rentrer au pays pour se marier. Aujourd'hui, c'est le grand jour. Écoutons sa conversation avec son grand-père, Birama, avant de répondre aux questions. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true or false, aux phrases que vous allez entendre. 1. Pour Siaka, les femmes sont différentes les unes des autres. 2. Grand-père Birama craint les femmes aux voix douces. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Comment s'appelle la femme de Siaka? 2. Est-ce que Birama est riche? 3. À quoi grand-père compare-t-il les femmes? Vous entendrez des phrases au prétérit simple, à la forme négative. Vous entendrez aussi des adjectifs relatifs au caractère. Nous allons écouter ce couple.
Granddad, I'm so eager to relax and forget about my problems. When is my sweet Pendel coming home? I love her so much that I can't sleep anymore. I didn't see her yesterday, and she didn't tell me what her mother thought about our relationship.
Siaka, be patient. I don't understand the behavior of your younger generation. You choose your own wives, and you only inform your parents when you are in need or in trouble. And remember, women are like flowers. When she comes, you will be very patient and take care of her, won't you?
Don't worry, grandfather. I've heard there are two sure ways to make ladies happy, honey and money.
It's not that simple. Look at my case. I don't have enough money. Why do you think your grandmom has stayed home until now?
Because you are powerful, severe, and threatening. You are dominating, speaking with a strong voice.
Be careful with women's soft voices.
Really? I did not know that a soft voice could dominate a strong one. I don't believe that, Granddad.
Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue l'énoncé 1 est faux. Pour Siaka, les femmes sont différentes les unes des autres. L'énoncé 2 est vrai. Grand-père Birama craint les femmes aux voix douces. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Comment s'appelle la femme de Siaka? La femme de Siaka s'appelle Pendel. 2. Est-ce que Birama est riche? Non, Birama n'est pas riche, mais patient. 3. À quoi grand-père compare-t-il les femmes? Grand-père compare les femmes aux fleurs. Écoutez la phrase.
I didn't see her yesterday.
Cette phrase est au prétérit, à la forme négative.
She didn't tell me what her mother thought about our relationship. I did not know that a soft voice could dominate a strong one.
Nous avons formé le prétérit à la forme négative avec le sujet suivi de did not en contraction didn't suivi de l'infinitif du verbe. Répétez les mots suivants. Patient, powerful, severe, threatening. Strong. Dominating. Nous avons entendu dans ce dialogue Siaka et son grand-père Birama. C'est l'occasion pour nous de voir la forme négative du prétérit, mais aussi certains mots relatifs au caractère d'une personne. Nous nous donnons rendez-vous très prochainement. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph.
Téléphone.
Le téléphone. Telephone ou bien the phone. I'm on the phone. Je suis au téléphone. The cell phone. Le téléphone cellulaire ou le portable. The cell phone. Aux États-Unis, vous entendrez souvent a call. You have a call. You have a phone call.
A phone call.
Vous avez un appel téléphonique. You have a call. Give us a call. Call me. Appelez-moi. Donnez-moi un coup de fil. Give me a call. To call, appeler. Vous allez entendre une conversation téléphonique dans laquelle les interlocuteurs parlent de certains pays. Dans l'exemple qui suit, vous entendrez Khalid dire « I come from Cairo ».
« My name is Khalid. I come from Cairo. »
« Cairo is the capital of Egypt. » « Je viens du Caire. » « Le Caire est la capitale de l'Égypte. » Vous allez entendre des questions. Elle commence toujours par le verbe suivi du sujet. Is Memphis in Florida?
Is Memphis in Florida?
Formule toute simple pour le verbe être. Pour poser une question, vous inversez tout simplement l'ordre, le verbe venant avant le sujet.
Is Max from Florida?
Is Max from Florida? Max est-il de la Floride? Écoutez la conversation téléphonique qui suit.
Now it's time for a phone call. Hello.
Hello. My name is Khalid. I come from Cairo.
You come from Egypt?
That's right. I come from Egypt. Cairo is the capital of Egypt. I have a question for Mr. Harris.
Yes, what is it?
You come from Florida. Is Memphis in Florida?
No, it's not. It's in Tennessee.
Oh, okay. I have another question.
Yes?
Is Max from Florida?
No, he isn't. He's from California.
California?
That's right. He's from California.
Oh, thank you. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Vous êtes entendu une question qui part is, le verbe être à la troisième personne du présent. Is Memphis in Florida? Encore une fois, le verbe avant le sujet. Commencez votre question avec le verbe is Memphis in Florida qui vient de Memphis is in Florida. Is Max from San Francisco? No, he isn't. He, pronom personnel masculin pour Max dans ce cas. Les réponses à ces questions sont en général très simples, yes, it is, ou bien no, it isn't. Contraction de no, it is not. Vous avez entendu le pronom it qui se réfère à des choses ou à des endroits. Par exemple, what is it? Qu'est-ce que c'est? It dans la phrase I have a question for Mr. Harris. What is it?
I have a question for Mr. Harris.
Yes, what is it?
Quelle est-elle? It remplace question. À la question Is Memphis in Tennessee? On entend la réponse « No, it isn't ». « It » remplace « Memphis », ce qui fait que les phrases en anglais sont souvent courtes. Écoutons un dialogue entre deux personnes qui se présentent l'une à l'autre dans un avion en route pour New York.
Hi, my name is Walter, Walter Kennedy.
Hello, my name is Michael, Michael Davis.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Cette fois-ci, je vais vous demander Are you from Senegal? Cette question commence par le verbe are. Are, conjugaison du verbe être. You est le sujet, tu ou vous.
Are you? Êtes-vous? Es-tu? Are you from Senegal? Vous allez répondre, si vous n'êtes pas du Sénégal, No, I'm not. Contraction de I am not. I'm from Guinea. Allez-y, répétez. Are you from Congo? No, I'm not. I'm from Angola. Are you from Benin? No, I'm not. I'm from Nigeria. Are you from Ghana? No, I'm not. I'm from Ivory Coast. Écoutez et répétez.
Are you from New York?
No, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I'm from Arizona.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time. Hello, hello. I'm your English host. Je suis votre présentatrice pour l'anglais, Michelle Joseph, ici au micro. Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais? C'est fait. Retrouvez-moi tous les soirs à partir de 21h, temps universel, sur VOA Afrique et sur notre site internet à www.voaafrique.com. Cliquez sur Apprenez l'anglais pour retrouver les leçons de tous les jours. Et les week-ends sur Onde Courte, le samedi et le dimanche à 20h TI. Pour mieux parler l'anglais, to speak better English, ne ratez pas English USA sur VOA Afrique. Welcome to Anglais Télé. Bienvenue à Anglais Télé. C'est Michel Joseph.
Non, Michel Joseph, quand même. Et Roger Muntu.
We're both here. Nous sommes tous les deux là. What's wrong with me today?
Yeah, exactly. What's wrong with you today?
I think I'm tired.
I think you had a long day.
All right. But we are here to describe the present, to make it more understandable for you. Le présent. L'action dans le présent, l'action qui est en cours, an action which is ongoing, a progressive action. Mm. Can you add anything to that, Roger?
Well, yeah, a progressive action, meaning pretty much the way the word says it, the progressive action, the action that's in progress.
In progress.
Meaning that it started, but hasn't ended yet.
It has not ended. And right. For this, we need to use the verb to be, which all of us know in English.
To be.
It's a basic. Le verbe être, to be.
To be, yeah.
And we have to conjugate that verb and then add the action verb. Mm. And what do we add at the end?
We add an ing.
Ing.
And which also some people, a friend of mine, you never said an ing, always say ing.
I-N-G.
Yeah, he never liked to say ing because it sounds like some kind of foreign language.
And sometimes, actually, when you're speaking, you hear ing. You don't hear ing.
Yeah, exactly. Ing. Yeah. So he said ing to make it easier.
Okay. Yeah. So we're going to warm up.
That's right. Let's warm up now.
In fact, Roger,
we're
not going to warm up alone.
We're not going to warm up alone?
We're going to ask our guests to warm up with us. Let's announce our guests.
Oh, we do have
Come
guests
on,
today.
A bit of music.
Yes, that's a little music for the guests.
And
Come
I
on.
Think we have ladies.
Ladies' night.
Welcome to Anglais.
Anglais Télé. Bienvenue. We're going to welcome our guest, Halima Touré.
Halima Touré.
Mariam Gaba from Bamako.
Mariam Gaba.
And Awa Traoré.
Awa Traoré.
My gosh, we're blessed.
We're blessed with Mali today.
They are from Mali. Everyone is from Mali.
Yep.
Ladies, let's hear from you. Hi.
Hi. Hi.
We're really happy to have you. Welcome. Welcome to our studio.
Yeah.
And I can hear some birds in the background. That's kind of nice. We're going to talk about the present. The present that is progressing. So I think we're going to talk to one guest at a time.
Yeah, that'd be much easier.
So, Roger, what about welcoming Mariam Gaba.
Mariam Gaba.
Who is secretary of the English club in Bamako. Is that right, Mariam?
All right. Yes, I'm here.
All right. She is where she is. I'm here. She said, yes,
yes
I'm here.
I'm here. Right.
Now, Mariam, you're going to have to give us an example of what you are doing. So you're going to use a verb in the progressive. I am. And you choose the verb that you are. That
okay.
Is.
Okay. I can say that I'm thinking or I am working hard.
Okay. She's working hard.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to ask Halima Touré to give us an example.
Yep.
Of what she's doing right now in the present.
At this moment, yeah.
Progressive.
Okay, what I'm doing right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just learning from you.
Very
I'm
good.
Learning.
All right.
That's very good.
She's learning from
learning
us.
And I'm listening too.
And
yes.
She's listening. Excellent.
That's true, yes. Yeah.
Okay. What about you, Awa Traoré?
Awa Traoré, what are you doing right now? Uh-oh, Awa Traoré just fell.
She fell down. She's falling.
She's falling down. Hello, Awa Traoré.
Awa Touré.
Ah, it's Awa Touré. It's not Traoré. This is Touré. This is not Traoré. Yeah, there is one Awa Traoré. There is also Awa Touré. So this is Awa Touré. So Awa Touré, what are you doing right now?
She is eating.
Oh, you,
fantastic.
You're eating what? Niébé? What are you eating? What are you eating?
Beans. Delicious.
That's good stuff. Yum,
it
yum.
It is.
Yum, yum.
Gives a lot of energy.
Yes.
Okay. So, Halima Touré was learning and listening.
Yes.
Mariam Gaba was working or thinking.
Thinking.
Thinking and working.
Right.
And Awa Touré is
eating. And falling.
And falling, yes. Right.
And eating and falling.
Eating and falling.
Yep. Yep.
Maybe we can ask Halima Touré.
Yes.
To ask Mariam Gaba a question about another activity, since both of you are in Bamako. Maybe you should greet each other. Let's listen to how they greet each other. Go ahead.
Okay. Hi, Awa. Hey, Halima. You can say Halima.
Hi, Mariam. How are you?
I'm fine. And you?
Oh, I'm fine too.
Glad to meet you.
You live in Bamako, where? Yes.
Me also
in
Bamako.
The name of your living place.
Pardon?
Where do you live?
Where do you live in Bamako?
I live in Senu. And you?
Ah, in Senu. Okay, me, I was living in Falagin. Not far from Senu, but I'm with my husband in Seba, in the north of Mali.
In Falagi.
What I'm saying?
One lady at a time. Halima Touré, you are explaining to Mariam Gaba I heard her say, I was living. Okay, that's the past. Let's stick to the present. We will get to the past. Stick to the present.
Okay,
yes.
I understand now. I understand.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay, so Halima, speak to Mariam, and then Mariam, listen to her. And then Halima, pause and let Mariam give you an answer, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead, Halima.
Do you want me to speak to her in present?
In the present. And Mariam, please answer Halima in the present. Progressive.
Okay.
Mariam?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing now?
Now I'm learning my lesson.
What?
I'm learning my lesson because I'm learning my
lesson. You're learning your lesson.
Yes.
Good.
All right, very good. They both did a fantastic job. Now you're going to do the opposite. Mariam, you're going to ask Halima something about what she's doing in the present, an action which is progressive.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Mariam.
Halima, where are you living in Bamako?
What?
Where are you living in Bamako?
Where I live?
Yes.
I'm not right now in Bamako. I'm living in Sevare.
Oh, Sevare is my old town.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Okay. Do you know Lycée Amadou Diko, Sevare?
Yes.
That is wonderful. Yes. We really love this dialogue. Let's go for a break and we'll come back with our lady guests from Bamako.
Vous voulez mieux parler l'anglais? Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Ben, vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct et de pratiquer l'anglais.
Avec
Michel
et Roger. Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Et consultez aussi notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.
Okay, welcome back, ladies of Bamako. We have Halima Touré, Mariam Gaba of the Bamako English Club.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what that's like.
Yeah.
Must be fun. And we have Hawa Touré as well. Now, do any of your ladies, I'm going to ask all of you and then I'll ask one of you to answer, do you have any difficulties in adding the ing at the end of these verbs? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So since we're just talking, ladies, we're not going to worry about the spelling.
Mm-hmm.
In the case of writing, yes, there could be some issues with spelling. But since we're talking, all of the progressive verbs sound like ing at the end.
Ing at the end. That's
right.
Okay. That's all they have to remember for now.
But there is a challenge. Some of the words or verbs that end with ing are actually acting as nouns. So, for example, she is gardening is different from I love gardening.
Mm.
So I'm going to ask Halima Touré, do you understand the difference between I am gardening and gardening meaning I'm, you know, working in my garden to grow my food or grow my flowers?
I am gardening is something happening. I am gardening is the present.
Mm.
Exactly.
Mm.
I love gardening. It become a noun.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
right, exactly.
Correct.
It's,
correct.
It's been used here as an adjective or as a gerund.
Yeah.
They call it gerund.
Yeah.
So I'm going to ask Mariam Gaba, are you drinking tea? That's a question involving the action of drinking. Are you drinking tea as compared to, do you love drinking tea? Do you hear the difference?
You are drinking tea and do you love drinking tea?
Mm-hmm.
For me, you are drinking tea is the action.
Exactly.
You are drinking tea is the action.
Yep.
If you love drinking tea, it is to
application. All right. Well, thank you, Anima Ture, and I am Gaba. Hello and welcome to Anglais Télé. Bonjour et bienvenue à Anglais Télé. You can also find us on Facebook. My name is Michelle Joseph, and I have with me our guests.
Dan Crafton, bienvenue, Michelle.
Dan Crafton, bienvenue, Dan. Yeah. Thanks for coming here and being with us again.
Thanks for inviting me.
And as always, I choose to have Dan with me to explain different parts of American culture in the way an American can. And so, right? And so today we're going to talk about human emotions. And Dan and I have shared earlier that animals also have emotions.
They have every emotion that we have.
Exactly. They express these same emotions, but we're going to stick to human beings for now.
Yeah. I think animals do it in a different way.
Right. But we are all complicated species, and the human species has a range of emotions, right?
Right.
And all of us recognize these emotions. So we're going to look at them closely in English for you, and we're going to have fun with that.
Right.
Okay.
You can start, Michelle.
I'm going to start. Thank you, Dan. And, well, we're going to start with something really positive that all of us can relate to, of course, and that is joy. La joie in French. And
la joie de vivre.
La joie de vivre. That sums right. it up. And I think right. actually in English, Americans use that expression.
They do.
Because it's just so authentic and it just grabs that meaning very well. So the joy of living, la joie de vivre.
When they go to the Mardi Gras, they all have that.
Mardi Gras.
Yeah, right. yeah.
Well, so joy, I think everyone can relate to. It's happiness. It's uplifting.
Right.
Anything else about that emotion?
Oh, it makes you feel great about living.
Yes, and as though we are walking on clouds.
Right.
And what I like about joy, it's contagious.
Oh, yes.
If I'm joyful, you're going to feel joyful.
If you're in a crowd of depressed people and you're joyful, they're usually going to be joyful.
Exactly, because it's very difficult to stop this exuberance and this feeling.
It's almost like a disease.
Ooh.
It's contagious.
All right, so that's...
If the person is positive enough.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So joy is contagious. It spreads. Actually, we can use the same terms as a... It spreads.
Like a disease, right?
It has a reach. It
right.
has a wide reach.
Right.
A wonderful human emotion. I would like to follow joy with love. Let's stick to the positive ones right now.
Okay, good.
Well, and, yeah, love, I think everyone understands. L'amour, le grand amour, which is an emotion similar to joy in that it's also contagious. It's very powerful.
Meilleur et meilleur.
Meilleur et meilleur, yes. Better and better and better.
Yep.
And love, of course, is just an immense category.
And when you're in love, nothing is wrong.
Okay, being in love is être amoureux, which is a bit different from that big love.
It's a
part of that big love.
Yeah, I mean, that can encompass love of family, friends,
right.
wives, girlfriends.
Love of life.
Right. Love of life.
Someone who's full of love.
Your love of being alive.
Yes.
You know.
And caring for your fellow human beings and...
And good friends.
Right. So that's a wonderful...
Emotion.
Emotion. And I'm going to top that off with trust.
Oh, yeah, because without trust, there is no love.
La confiance.
Right.
Sans confiance, il n'y a pas d'amour. Without love, no trust. That's a wonderful way of putting that.
I just made that up.
Well, it fits. It fits. Yeah. Without trust, there is no love. Love and trust, all of them kind of work together.
Right.
As a very positive, beautiful human emotion.